Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Daryl, so let me ask you this. What's the latest on the camp? What's going on there?
It's kind of a Mike Vrabel love fest.
Ah. Fill us in. What, I mean, as far as questions being asked or the responses that we're getting from the Browns?
All of the above. I mean, it really is. It's what it's been. What a great time it was to have him here last year, his influence on the coaching staff as well as the players and all that. And listen, there might be some gamesmanship here too, right? But if you listen to what Vrabel has said coming out of New England as well, it's the mutual admiration society right now that's going on. So a lot of that today, as well as, of course, Tommy Rees and fielding questions about the quarterback situation. Shocking, I know, a Thursday Browns offensive coordinator having answered about a dozen questions about the quarterback situation, but the tradition continues.
Can you shed any light on this? I would assume that Kevin Stefanski thought it was an opportunity, and so he made a phone call, and Mike Vrabel ends up in Cleveland and works for a year. Is that the way it went down?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as Kevin said, because he was asked this week, you know, what gave you the confidence to do something like that,
exactly.
Especially, considering Mike might have taken your job or whatever. And Kevin, I think it was on Monday Zoom, as a matter of fact, when Kevin said, hey, you know, I implicitly trust Mike. We're good friends and things like that. So, but look, I mean, Vrabel bounced around a little bit. He coached, helped coach tight ends. Ended up coaching the offensive line starting at the end of September through the rest of the season. We saw that, which was interesting, I think, is how I will phrase that. But, I mean, his presence in the building and what he was able to help them with last year, it feels like it's still felt today, even though he's the head coach of the New England Patriots, and they got to find a way to beat him, Drake May, his run defense, and all those type of things.
Do you think it's too big of a story that we sit here and we talk about, oh, well, Vrabel knows everything about the Browns. Well, do the Browns know everything about Vrabel? To me, I think that's going to be – it has been and will continue to be the most overblown story of the week.
Well, I mean, you heard Kevin Stefanski say yesterday that it's not like they exchanged trade secrets, which they probably did. And Kevin said, hey, I learned just as much about him as he did about me. So I think the pendulum there swings both ways there, Andy.
Sure.
So riddle me this one, my friend. We have Jerry Jeudy, and then there honestly are three guys who I want to see more of. Malachi Corley, Jamari Thrash, Isaiah Bond. Make it four. Cedric Tillman when he's good to go. How do you get exposure to get a good look at these guys while running, at least last game, a little bit of a conservative game plan? I would love to see these guys more involved, Daryl. But you can't force feed the football to these young wide receivers.
Well, and that's what Kevin was talking about yesterday, right? There's a difference between smart and aggressive,
yep,
and conservative as well. And I think they've been trying to bounce. Look, to be fair, last week's campaign had to be run heavy, aggressive, conservative because of the weather.
And it worked.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. And Tommy Reese even said today, because he was asked, hey, you know, what's it going to take for us to see, I don't know, a couple of explosives in the offense? And he quipped, a dry day would help. But they've had dry days. Look, I understand London. Okay. First start. Don't want to put too much on the kids play or whatever. I just kind of feel like this is the week to just open it up. And if he throws some in, and as we talked about yesterday, if Dylan Gabriel throws some interceptions, he throws some interceptions. I want to see what he can do being aggressive. Right.
I do too.
Yeah, and Reese noted, hey, in the preseason, we saw it, right? We saw him throw down the field in the preseason a little bit. Mm-hmm. We saw him try to do it in training camp as well. And as Reese said, he's not shy about doing it. Well, okay, fine. If he's not shy about doing it, then I don't know. Can I see it, please? Because I don't want to hear about it. I want to look at it. So I'm really hoping. And look, I mean, New England's defense struggles a little bit against the pass. So I feel like this is the week to really give Dylan the opportunity to let it fly a little bit here.
Yeah, and just last question then, to who? Like, how does he open this thing up? That's the problem. And is David Njoku back this week, even if he doesn't have a chance to fly all the way down the field?
Not details, Andy. Come on.
I'm sorry, man. I was asking. I'm asking too much. Because I want to see what you want to see. And I got to be honest, Daryl, I don't think – I mean, you're not all on board with him. But yet I hear a tinge of optimism that if you were ever going to do this and let him just – kind of grow on his own, this is the week to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, just because I'm not sold on him doesn't mean I'm not going to be fair and give him an opportunity to show that he can do it.
You just said it, Daryl. In fact, you just said that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you said, you know, let's see what he can turn him loose a little bit.
Yeah, let's see, given the opportunity. Now, also, too, hopefully when Isaiah Bond gets the football thrown in his direction, he's actually looking for it. Right? That would be helpful.
Daryl, come
that's
on,
a
man.
Bonus, yes.
Come on.
And you know, some of these other young guys. As far as David Njoku, we don't know yet. We'll know more. Friday, good sign. He did practice yesterday. I'm expecting he's going to practice today. He was pretty jolly last week in the locker room. Did not seem like he was dealing with something super serious that was going to keep him out for an extended period of time. In fact, he joked and said, hey, look at me. I'm, you know, walking around here. So we'll know tomorrow as far as David's status goes. But if they can get him back, that's a big deal. My other issue is throw the ball to Harold Fannin Jr. more, please. Like, the guy shows you he can make plays. We've seen first halves where he'll get, you know, four or five targets, and then the second half they stop throwing him the ball. So hopefully they keep feeding Harold Fannin, because he's shown you he can make plays, and he's also going to get you those yards after the catch. It was Andrew Brandt does his angry runs. We've seen David Njoku on that segment. I think there's a chance we're going to see Harold Fannin on that segment at some point too, because he's just that aggressive when he's lower in the pads trying to get those yards after the catch.
Sounds good. Daryl, I know you have more work to do. We'll be catching up with you later on the shows. And, of course, we love seeing your stuff on YouTube and Brownie Bites immediately following the game. Thank you very much, Daryl Ryder.
You bet, guys.
See you, D. Thanks.
You know, we talk about the quarterback stuff. We talk about the wide receivers. And
we do?
Yeah, I think we've done that a couple times.
I can't wait until we don't have to have those conversations anymore.
I don't know that that's happening anytime soon, though.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. There was talk yesterday, and we didn't really get a chance to bring it up. We just kind of dabbled in it because there's a little bit of chatter out there about trade deadline coming up and Garrett Wilson and trying to go after the Jets, Garrett Wilson. And, you know, I've heard all the shows have talked about it. We talked about it for a second. You know, I heard rumors. I had people, friends that were texting me like, oh, Garrett Wilson, man, it's coming. It's going to happen. Browns are talking. The Browns are going to be talking to him. They're going to try to get – if you brought Garrett Wilson, let's just say, first of all, what would you trade? What do you think would be a fair – an equitable thing for the Jets if the Browns were going to try to give something up? Would you give up your second first-round pick for Garrett Wilson?
Probably.
I think I would, too.
Probably. I'd really do everything I could to get him for a second. Maybe a second and a third, something like that. But he answers the question, who's your top wide receiver? No disrespect to Jerry Jeudy. But see, if you put Jerry Jeudy and Garrett Wilson together, there's a nice combination. then all of a sudden the other guys are slotting Andy probably where they should be in the pecking order. But I think Judy and Garrett Wilson would be a wonderful combination. That'd be terrific.
The other part, okay, let's say you went with that premise. Could you be better served, though?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Next year, taking those first two round picks, first round picks, the two of them, and selecting a quarterback with your earliest pick and then a wide receiver with your second overall pick? Or do you feel better knowing that Wilson has the experience in the NFL already and that you'd have a veteran there, which in some ways I think is much richer than a guy who is a number one wide receiver that you would need, that you would probably draft in the first round anyway? That I think the seasoning and the experience is worth rolling the dice compared to trying to bring in one. Although you'd be bringing in one of the top wide receivers in college football, but with no experience. It's a fine line.
There's no guarantee that somebody you draft is going to come in and be really good. Name Troy Williamson ring a bell?
Not really, no.
Exactly. I think 7th overall pick by the Vikings at wide receiver. You know, there are guys that you draft that just don't become anything. And I'll take the experienced, really good player right now for a draft pick any day of the week at any position, Andy.
Yeah.
Any position. If it guy has 3 or 4 years on him, great. I'll give you a pick for him because I know that guy can play. You don't always know if these guys are going to play, especially wide receiver. It's a tricky spot. You know, it seems to be, it's becoming like quarterback. If you really want to make sure you get a good wide receiver, you got to take one high. Look at all the Ohio State guys.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we're talking about Wilson.
Well, yeah. They can play, Andy, and look where they were drafted. You know, those guys weren't slipping through the cracks and going in the 6th or 7th rounds and getting lucky.
No.
Which is, by the way, nothing wrong with that. Ask Stephon Diggs. He's made a career being a late round pick.
No, and I also think we get excited, too, when you see, like, Jackson Smith and Jigba, who I remember the first time I said his name when he was playing for Ohio State, you were like, who? You know, and now look what he's doing in the NFL. He's just absolutely tearing it up.
Well, there are so many of those guys. You know, what are there, 5, 6 really good Ohio State wide receivers in the league right now?
Olave. I mean, I could just keep going down the list. You know,
Garrett Wilson.
Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison, sure.
I mean, Harrison's not even in the same. Harrison's almost 25th in the league right now.
You can ask Kyler Murray about that.
Yeah, no, that's true. Although, Garrett Wilson's behind him. He's 26.
Right wide now. Receivers without good quarterback play don't soar to the top of all of these stats.
So that's why I ask you that. Are you better off waiting till next year, taking the quarterback and the wide receiver, or trading that pick now and trying to get the wide receiver now for a guy that may on a team be on a team that team's trying to pick up a first round pick?
I'd try to not give up the first round pick for him, or Garrett Wilson and a third for a first round pick, something like that. Garrett Wilson is what you would hope a wide receiver you took in the first round next year would turn out to be. So if you had to, sure. I just wouldn't. Well, here's the other thought too, Andy. Can you make it contingent? Hi, whichever one of these picks is our lower first round pick is the one that we trade.
Yeah, wouldn't you think that's what you would do though, right?
I think you're allowed to put contingencies on things. I know you are in the NBA. Everything has a contingency.
I mean,
in
the what
NBA.
Are the odds of the Jacksonville pick flipping with the Browns pick?
Possible.
Yeah, why couldn't you?
Jags have what, 4 wins?
You trade a first round pick and it would be the lower of your first round. I can't see the NFL.
I think you're allowed to do that. I don't want to sit here and flat out say yes, you can, because I'm not sure. But that's what I would do.
All right, we got folks that want to talk about it. Let's go to Wayne County right now. Charles is in Wayne County. Again, sometimes the phone lines have been quirky today, too, so there's a chance it may not work. But Charles, are you there? Yeah, it was worth a shot.
Was it really?
I think so. I think it was. I don't know. The other question then that comes into play, Jeff, is how bad do you need to revamp that offensive line?
You need something.
And where do you think that pick's got to come from next year?
What you're probably going to end up doing, Andy, I would think you're going to draft a lineman in the first or second round, and you're going to sign a big-time free agent offensive lineman. And then you're going to have to make a couple of hard decisions. The hard decisions, I'll give you five of them.
Okay.
Is DeJuan Jones worth the continued investment of time?
I think they'll say yes.
I think so, too.
Okay.
Is Joel Bitonio going to stick around, and do you want him to?
If he wants to, you let him, but I don't think he's going to want to. I don't know why. I just kind of feel like he could be at the end of the road.
Can you upgrade center?
Boy, that's a good question.
That's a question they have to ask. Can you up?
Unless you feel like, do you think Luke Whippler is going to be the guy that can move into that spot?
Well, that would be an upgrade. That's what I'm.
Yeah.
I don't mean Luke Wood, but that's what I'm saying. Do they think that Luke Whippler is an upgrade, or that some other center is an upgrade? You know, honestly, the Browns have a question at every spot on the offensive line for next year. I like Wyatt Teller a lot. I hope he's there for a long time, and I think Wyatt's good.
There's no way you're blowing up all.
I don't think so either.
You just can't do it.
And has Jack Conklin decided he's had enough at the end of this year? Now he's dealing with a concussion on top of all the knee issues. You know, Jack's a young man. He's got a young family. Now you got a concussion on top of all the leg issues you've already had. How long does he want to keep playing?
Where are they going with Zach Zinter? That's another, because I ask that every week. We do the injury report when things started, the actives, the inactives, and it's just I always kind of hold my breath to see what Nathan Zagura is going to say, because he always seems to have it before everybody else does. And you're like, okay, what are they doing with Zinter here? What are they doing with Whippler here? But more in particular, though, with Zinter, but it just seems hard.
Well, you drafted him high enough that he better.
For Zinter, yeah.
Yeah, he better play at some point. But again, what's he play? Guard. What do you have? Bitonio and Teller. What have they done? Gone to the Pro Bowl?
You know how many picks they have next year?
Right now it's like 11, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got two in the first round, one in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth, three in the fifth. We're really good at fifth rounders. You're looking at three in the sixth. You got the Jets and the Lions.
So how many is that, 11?
And then you've got four in the seventh. Although, wait a minute. No, they traded. I got two left. I think two left on that. Is that right? Four, two, two. I'm just kind of looking at their future draft round picks. It's just.
Yeah, but guess what? How many fifth, sixth, seventh round picks end up playing in the league? You'll probably.
Especially for us.
You'll probably use those for ammo to try and schmooze your way up with some of those other picks as well.
I just and then you have to throw in the next question: who's going to be making those picks? And do we think there might be some kind of a change at the end of the year?
Until
and then
further notice, it's Andrew Berry.
I guess we'll get a much better feel to see if they make moves or don't make moves around the trade deadline. True, right? If it comes back to taking on money, and ownership says no, then you have to kind of wonder what they're doing with the front office. I don't think we'll know that until long after.
If the Haslams are thinking about making any changes in the front office, I would think they would not have Andrew Berry making trades at the trade deadline.
I agree.
They would just say, yeah, you know what? We're good. Let's just calm down on all this and let's wait till the end of the year. That could be code for, yeah, we're going to have somebody else using those draft picks, so don't trade them, okay?
Unless they know it's a slam dunk player. I mean, if there was some player out, even the trade we're just talking about, Wilson. Like, if they think Wilson's there.
Who's they? Ownership?
Yeah, ownership, front office. If
the Magic Man? Paul DePodesta?
That's the only way I would tweak that. But you're right. I think you'd be a general manager with your hands tied behind your back if you thought they were thinking about making a change. I don't think they're going to do that, though. I think that if there's a chance to make a move, they're going to do it at the trade deadline. The question is, does it make them better for this year or for next year? And then that's why I think this week's game is so important. That's why when I look at this week's game, I'm like,
it's a pivotal game.
If they win, you know, despite the fact that, you know, we sit here and we do interviews and we talk to guys like Nick Costos who think I'm crazy, if the Browns win and the Steelers lose this week, that cramps things up, at least for a week, at least till after the bye break.
3-5 in this division after 8 games has you still in playoff contention.
The problem is we're watching the offense.
So pay attention. Yeah, we see it with our eyes. Pay attention to this week's outcome. If they can go to New England and beat the Patriots,
we'll see.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.